Welcome to the realm of heroes and monsters. Storytime with your host, A.P. Fuchs. Stories of intrigue, stories of horror, stories of superheroics, stories of monsters. Get ready, the thrill ride begins.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 1 of season 3 of the Realm of Heroes and Monsters Storytime podcast with me, your host, AP Fuchs. I'm a writer, artist, and somewhat of a video maker from Winnipeg, Canada. If you're not know where Winnipeg is, you just look on a map, look right at North America, and if you put a pinpoint right in the middle of the continent, that's where I am, right above North Dakota. So anyway, welcome to the show. We are here for season 3. Three seasons of this we're going to be doing now. So yes, we had season 1, right, which we did flash fiction. And now we had season 2, where we did longer form short stories. And of course, each season had its own sort of show format. And now for season 3, we're doing back into flash fiction. And we're going to be finishing off reading from my book, Flash Attack, which is an anthology of flash fiction. And I wanted to explain, like I did in a previous episode, what flash fiction is, because you might not know, because you might be tuning in for the first time. So flash fiction, very simply, are short stories. So not short stories, short stories. All right. So here it is. This is the synopsis on the back of Flash Attack, upon which we will be reading this season and finishing the book. So it says, flash fiction, short stories with a beginning, middle, and an end. Contained herein are a plethora of thrilling stories of adventure and intrigue, horror and danger, excitement and suspense, ranging from tales of superheroics to those of thrills and chills. Flash Attack is one heck of an exciting ride with surprises at every turn. Written by cult writer A.P. Fuchs, these stories are guaranteed to take your reading experience to the next level and beyond. Prepare to be attacked? Flash Attacked. So yeah, just a quick little plug. If you do want to support this podcast, please consider picking up a copy of Flash Attack. It's available in paperback and ebook at your usual online suspects, as well as through your local bookstore. Just give them my name and the title, and they'll be able to pull it up. And if they get really stubborn, give them the ISBN. But yeah, so yeah, you can get it pretty much anywhere. And of course, your contribution towards the book helps this show. So I want to thank you for that. And likewise, in terms of supporting the show, the other things you can consider doing is leaving a tip and or joining my Patreon page, as well as leaving a tip in general, which you can find at apfuchs.ca on the right hand side, or way down at the bottom if you're using a mobile phone. And that's pretty much all I'm going to do for plugs right now. But I wanted to say, yes, welcome to this new season, new stories, new good times. And we're going to have another segment coming up right after this introduction. And then after that, we're going to head straight into story time. So get ready. The thrill ride begins. All right. So last season, we did something called Story Behind the Story, and it was a segment after the story that was read that gave the story behind the story that you heard. This season, we're going to do something slightly different. It's going to be called Story Before the Story. And no, it's not going to be me talking about the story to come and what it's about. It's not going to be the reverse in that context. What it's going to be about is we're going to talk about stories in general, because after all, this podcast is called Storytime, right? But why Storytime? Like, why are we going down this road here? As you're listening to this and you're waiting for a story, why are you craving to hear a story? Why do you want to be entertained? And so what I want to do is I want to kind of take for this particular segment, and again, we're doing the intro stuff here, so I'm going to walk you through it, is we're going to take kind of the Matrix approach, okay? So there is one key event in those movies, in the first movie actually, that had to happen first before anything else could happen, okay? And what was that special event? Do you remember? The Morpheus had to get Neo out of the Matrix, right? That was step one. Without that, nothing else would have happened, right? So we're going to be doing the same idea here, and that is simply we're going to pull ourselves, we're going to be our own Morpheuses, and we're going to pull ourselves out of the Matrix, out of the stories of our lives, out of the stories of the world that we live in, and we're going to step back, and we're going to look at what is a story. Why do we tell ourselves stories? And we're going to do it topically because it's going to be so easy to segue into all sorts of multiple angles with this stuff. So we're going to do it topically per episode, and we're going to go over different things. But that's the idea, is I want us to pull ourselves out of the matrix and let's take a look at the concept of a story. Why do we have them, right? Stories are everywhere, everywhere. Oh, I could go on and on about it. This is the intro part, so I'm going to hold back. But the point is, that's the approach, okay? So as we go forward in the next episode, what's going to happen is we're going to do the matrix thing where we're going to pull ourselves out of the matrix and we're going to look at stories, our personal stories, our lives, and we're also going to look at the story of the world around us, and we're going to break it down into the different parts of it and why those specific parts appeal to us as humans. Why we have this inbuilt, let's call it a craving, let's call it a need, let's call it an urge, let's call it a desire, let's call it some sort of requirement for stories in our lives. And we're going to get into that, and we're going to look at stories from different angles on how they affect our lives, how they affect the lives of other people, and how they affect the world as a whole. Okay, so that's the point of this story before the story, is kind of a story study. All right, so that's what's going to be coming up next episode, but I wanted to give you the lowdown here first. In the meantime, now we get to relax and listen to story time. Enjoy. The suit. It was a disgusting thing, the suit. All of it. Every stitch, every clasp. Darwin wished it inspired hope. Instead, it inspired despair and pain. The suit, never hope. That wasn't the point of it. It was a reminder of what happened. The red slash marks that served as the uniform symbol mimicked the same slash marks that tore open his wife's body, leaving her lungs and entrails on the sidewalk. The red marks, along with the right leg that at a casual glance might look like lightning bolts, were the gashes that tore open her thigh when the man came at her with a knife. This suit, this thing of hatred and unforgiveness, this thing of beauty and anarchy and freedom, this damn black suit that mirrored a darkened soul. Nothing but red and black. Nothing but blood and darkness. He hated it, cursed it, despised it. But he needed it. It was him. It was his wife. It was her bloody body he saw fall to the concrete like a torn open rag doll. And it was him just standing there crippled in fear because some joker had a knife that was probably no more than 5 inches long. But that knife was sharp. It cut into her and split her open like she was nothing. But she wasn't nothing. She was his wife, his love, his life. And the man got away. He'd wanted nothing. No money, no jewels, not anything other than just to show up and gut a woman while the man who was supposed to be her hero looked on in paralyzing fear. Darwin, the coward. Darwin tried killing himself after that. Couldn't live with the guilt. But each time he tried, all he saw in his mind's eye was this bloody suit, black and terrible, red and dripping with his wife's life force. Was it her? Was it a message from the great beyond telling him what to do or what to become or who he really was or her sharing her pain? This suit, it stood before him now in its chamber. The night she died was 10 years ago. The night Darwin, the coward, died was 9. Black and red, blood and darkness. Nightblade.
Thank you.
And here we are after the credits, the first after the credits scene of season 3. So thank you for tuning in for this episode. Thank you for listening to all the introduction stuff. I know it's not always 100% entertaining, but at the same time, we have to do it because we need to lay out what's to come in season 3. I also hope you enjoyed the story, The Suit. I wanted to start off with a superhero story so that we had one and it was nice and dark. And maybe that character will show up as at some point in the Axiom Man saga. I don't know. We'll see. Okay, but in the meantime, what you can do to help support this podcast is definitely subscribe to it for sure. Give it a like, give me some comments, participate, dive in, give me some thoughts. I want to hear what you have to say. I want to hear what you thought of the story. And again, subscribe so that you're tuned in every single Sunday. And that way you can get entertained every Sunday. And that's a great thing. So let's go forward strong, season 3. And again, thanks for tuning in. And don't forget to stop by my website during the week, apfuchs.ca or canisterx.com. They lead to the same place, and you'll get some regular content. And of course, if you're doing the watch listen version of this podcast on YouTube, subscribe to the YouTube channel because we got tons of other types of videos that show up throughout the week, stuff to do with pop culture, stuff to do with books, comics, all sorts of great stuff. It's basically a fan making stuff for fans. And that's what you are to me, is fans of the genre, not necessarily fans of me. I want you to be fans of the genres of superheroes and monsters, and that's what I want to get into with you guys, because I'm a fan of those genres too. So let's get into it together. Subscribe to the channel, and we'll see you next episode for episode 2 of season 3 of the Realm of Heroes and Monsters Storytime Podcast with me, AP Fuchs. Cheers.